Assalamu alaikum. I would like to again thank the organization IEC, the leadership we have here, and the community members for having me. It's my honor and pleasure to be here again, especially at this auspicious time, the birth of our dear beloved prophet and our dearest Imam Jafar Sadek. It's a crucial thing. If you look around, most of us are older people. You know, you don't see a lot of younger people, but I'm sure we all have children or, uncles or aunts or younger people too. Excuse me. Yeah. Okay. So, one thing I want to ask the gathering here. Many of us are come from overseas. How many people have either lost someone immediately in your family or an extended relative or good friend from oppression, from the oppressive state today? How many people? I know I have an uncle and relatives who were tortured during the after the Inqilab in 1979. See, there are a few people. And honestly, I guarantee many of you didn't raise your hand, but I'd be surprised. I mean back in Pakistan too. How many people have lost someone from Wahhabis, from all these groups? You don't want to raise your hand, that's fine. But many of us do. Many of us do. You know, hearing their stories of my relatives who fought, you know, relatives who were tortured, you know, if you hear their stories, it makes you cry because it's human pain makes us cry. But what they stood for, when you stand on the side of Haq, they said there's no regret and being tortured and what you went through. Why? Because of your standing for Haq. And that's really what we're standing for. This Occupy movement, which is happening all over the United States, it's not by Muslims, it's not by brown people, it's by middle-class white America who's saying, we are tired of oppression, we're tired of corruption. Same thing we, you know, minority brown people have been saying for years, you know? Why? They're moving towards the truth. They're moving towards the truth. And as Sheikh Osama said too, the time is very close. The signs are very evident for us. And inshallah, we will be on the right side, inshallah, during these coming times. Islamic revolution, we on a move now. The resolution is we're free and we do vow. To praise Allah is the one to whom we bow. And when the azan is called, we make dua and we plead loud. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Muqallab al-Qulub, Thabbat Qulubuna ala dinak. Al-Ajal, Al-Ajal, to the Imam we respect. We promise those are not just words, we live to serve. His reappearance as we converge with every step. Prepare for his arrival by keeping our souls in check. Quran and recital, our Iman we protect. With Salat, Harakat, Amal, to the death. Jihad and Nafs, necessary to live correct. My heart's in regret, so I need to reflect on the mercy of Allah. Allah will free me from defects. The time is now, we can't wait a minute or a sect. The Prophet's divine way has a definite effect. So eject from hypocrisy and redirect to the prophecy of the Imam. The soul is set. Think about the world logically. The spirit must connect. Sujood is a reminder from the place you'll resurrect. Arise to the occasion, to what Allah expects. Follow Thakulain, two weighty things completely perfect. The grandson of the prophet is special, you see. His impeccable faith, a lesson to humanity. Don't submit to oppression or vanity. A life of transgression is insanity. Take a stand against aggression like the Holy Family. This is an expression and dedication to the people of truth. Appreciation for the freedom-loving Hezbollah troops. They provide an impression to strive from the youth. To be a shaheed while you're alive is the ultimate proof. I said to be a shaheed while you're alive is the ultimate proof. So when someone you know dies, don't cry, but regroup. Make a prayer and salute for the soul to bear fruit. Then ask yourself, really, what is your pursuit? Because our time here on earth is so minute. We got to strengthen our soul and don't let it pollute. We must have faith in our role, and taqwa is the ruth. Tell me, how long is it going to take for us to awake and realize it's us, our Imam really awaits? Please tell me, how long is it going to take for us to awake and realize Imam Mahdi is awaiting on us to awake? He won't reappear if we have fear and weak faith, but it's clear he is near. This is promised by fate. I'm not saying this year, because no one knows the date. We must always be sincere to Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Two things we revere, dear Prophet said this so great. So as long as we are here, the spirit will be straight. Not careless or austere, but a moderate growth rate. We're on the frontier of the battle, and the devil is not a snake. I said, we're on the frontier of a battle. The devil is not a snake, but more attractive, temporary, and fake. Therefore, you gotta break your lust and ego. But that's if you wanna be free, though. I said, you must break your lust and ego. That's only if you wanna be free, though. Think about Imam Ali. How did he grow? Think about Fatima Zahra. How did she grow? Remain obedient to a law. Be patient and calm. You are agents of the Imam, therefore we always give him our salam. Salawat. We're observant, we'll never be subservient. Islamic heartland in chains, it surely won't be permanent. A civil servant for the oppressed ones in chains. Brothers and sisters, it's time for peace and justice to reign. From Malaysia, Pakistan to Morocco, we await the savior and chant the motto. No east, no west, Islam the best model for society and government, but these devils want to plunder it. I wonder which path you'll choose. Brothers and sisters, acquire knowledge, never be confused. Alhamdulillah, or praise be to Allah. Stand tall against foes. I spend nights repenting before the day of the gate of mercy's close. Do good in this life, cause you reap what you sow. If you do evil, hell will come in columns and rows. Spiritual refinement should be one of your goals, cause death will never cheat you or any living soul. I said death will never cheat any one of us or any living soul. So strengthen your heart. You don't want it filled with holes. I said brothers are dying, sisters are crying. Please open your eyes. We must be rising. Brothers are dying, sisters are crying. Please open your soul. We must be rising. I slam like Islam. My poetry is not a song. Uphold knowledge and wisdom. Pour the mold for one system. Realize the truth of our religion. Be thankful for what you're given. Recite the holy words that have been written. I want to see Muslim unity in the community. Between Sunni and Shia, from Houston, Medina to VA, sisters emulating Hazrat the Khadija, brothers standing tall like Rasulullah, will sustain like Ayatollah Sistani, with faith ingrained, not like a kami. Wa alaikum salam means, and peace be upon you. So true, our greetings too, let the world learn from the good things we do. It's insanity how people are lazy like manatees, when Islam is a benefit for all humanity. Can it be, they can't see, happiness is not greed, lust, fantasy. Can it be, they can't see, happiness is not a greed, lust, fantasy. No profanity with this Muslim MC. I banish satanic verses like Imam Khomeini. Brothers are dying, sisters are crying. Please open your eyes, we must be rising. I said, brothers are dying, sisters are crying. Open your eyes, we must be rising. All praise be to Allah, to the one creator. We send us the holy savior. Imam Mahdi, come now, not later. We won't waver from the righteous behavior. I hold the mic in my fist because I'm a rhyme sayer. But my fight is internal, external, verbal prayer. Let us unite tonight and spread to every acre. Muslims around the globe like the equator. Tell them, don't harass me, because in America there's a city called Tallahassee. That means Muslims were united with Native American Indians. Then there was a genocide, just like with the Palestinians. But we're too strong, we'll always persevere. Praying before dawn, standing with no fear. The truth remains clear for over 1,000 years. Peace is on the way with justice and cheers. So open your eyes, clean out your ears. It's time to come alive and strive with your peers. No more crying out tears, we're reviving what's here. Grab the holy book and learn. Dirty crooks will burn, because we belong to Allah, and to Allah we shall return. Salawat. They say real martyrs don't die, they multiply. A wise man told me, real martyrs don't die, they multiply. From the battlefield of Kabbalah, all the principles we apply. In the holy month of Muharram, we beat our chest and cry. Cause the leader of paradise stood alone with no water supply. Protecting the sunnah against the most evil guy. That's why today we defy every arrogant power who make it apparent they only seek to apply a robotic system to try and make us hypnotic victims. To close your eyes and listen to a maniac mission. Of course, we'll never abide. We plug into a matrix simply just to leave the whole mainframe fried. Our apex is an arrangement around our dear God. So for them it should be blatant. No matter how many they kill, we'll never subside. Death is our pride. It keeps us alive. Deep inside our heart resides a love, and his blood will never die. Say Labbaik Ya Hussein. Say Labbaik Ya Hussein. Say Labbaik Ya Hussein. You hear that? It means curse, world domination, goodbye. You may be a superpower, still a pebble to the Most High. They may be a superpower, but they're nothing but a pebble to the Most High, Allah. You see, Serving the devil, Zionism, the number one ally. They tap our phones in our centers, they plant spies. They tap my phone in the centers, they plant spies. But they're so insignificant, like 1, 2, 3 dead flies. They think killing our leaders will weaken our faith. They create 10 million believers for every one they take. They think killing our leaders will weaken our faith. They create 10 million believers for every single one they take. Plus, the spirit survives. Every martyr is awake. The spirit will always survive. See how many of our martyrs are awake. Alive, teaching us to sacrifice for a lost sake. My friends, take a stride forward against this bored world filled with more war. The enemy's army is on our border. 1979, we establish Islamic order. Therefore, they assassinate our scholars and building corridors. They can keep the dirty dollars, the horror supporters, they're doomed to hell. But Allah is the judge. The hands are covered in blood. In our lands, they hover in planes full of bombs with our names of young tots, they drop on the brain of the pops and shot a hot bullet that shocked an entire generation that have never forgotten illegal occupation, demonic reign they brought. We see beyond it on a plane where our heroes have fought. Imam Hussein is so near, freedom fighters see him a lot. I said Imam Hussein is so near, freedom fighters see him a lot. Martyrdom is how we maintain against every single evil plot. Subhanallah for the Shaheeds. Think about it. Brothers and sisters, think about it. The blood of the martyrs is what makes these Zionist people fearsome. I have to take a break and share you all this. I have to share this one. Benjamin Netanyahu, he was on this TV program. I've shared this many times. You can find it on YouTube. It's to me, it just shares you where their fear is at. And Bill Maher, who's a Zionist and an atheist and a very weird person, he asked Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, what's your biggest obstacle in Israel for Israel's plans? And he openly said this. Subhanallah, he said it. He said, how do you fight a group of people who pledge allegiance to a leader they can't see, pledge allegiance to a leader they can't see, and two, they're not afraid of death? How do you fight people like that? He didn't say it as a joke. He said it and it went over people's heads. You know, and he kept talking. Do you believe that, subhanAllah? That's what they're scared of. They're scared of people who pledge allegiance to a leader you can't see, and they have no fear of death. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Takbir, please.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
1979, we establish Islamic order. Therefore, you assassinate our scholars and building corridors. Keep the dirty dollars, you horror supporters, you're doomed to hell. But Allah is the judge. You, in our hands, your hands are covered in blood. In our land, you hover in planes full of bombs with our names. You drop pain on a young tot in his pop's brain. You drop a hot bullet that shocked an entire generation that have never forgot your illegal occupation, demonic reign you brought. We see beyond it on a plane where our heroes have fought. Imam Hussein is so near, freedom fighters see him a lot. Martyrdom is how we maintain against the evil plot. Because the righteous people you've slain have a heartbeat they can never stop. Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Say Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Say Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Labbaik Ya Hussein!
Thank you. Echo of Islam, oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, just look at the dawn. I said, echo of Islam, oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, but just rise for Fajr and look at the dawn. I praise Allah, not a woman or a man. I don't intoxicate my body with alcohol or ham. I educate my mind, adhere to the command sent to Moses, Jesus, and Solomon. The true natives and protectors of the Holy Land. They call us terrorists with a gun in the hand, shooting at sacred shrines, then telling us to be kind while they murder our children in Palestine, Pakistan, Chechnya, Palestine. Your friendly fire is fatal, like NATO in Sarajevo. You'll crumble in this lifetime for crimes against the faithful. You see, we are the believers who always remain strong. There's evidence and testaments in the Holy Quran. I said, echo of Islam, oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, just look at the dawn. Arise like a phoenix, the zenith has come. Echo of Islam, the movement has been spawned. I was raised as a Muslim, praying to the east. The nature of my life relates rhymes that I release. No cease from the hell they've unleashed. They need to practice. what they preach or accept what we teach. Islam means peace, as they tear our brothers to pieces. And Jesus, peace upon him, said all humans have something in common. We don't want war, but these devils keep bombing. The problem around the world is the A-bomb and napalm. Great Satan abused science and made instruments of death. That's why Iran will not yield one step. Go ask the people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Great Satan abused science, made instruments of death. That's why Iran will not yield one step. They violated every single human and civil right in the U.S. Constitution. They have violated every human and civil right in the U.S. Constitution, brainwashing citizens with alcohol and pervert institutions. Revolution, but not will they fog your mind with marijuana smoke. A change is something they'll never find. The family structure is ruptured. School systems are flustered. Uncle Scam has a plan to take money out of your hand. I say, why can't they leave innocent people alone? They support Zionists and steal young people's homes. The Golden Dome in Iraq is our heaven on earth. We say every day is a struggle because Allah comes first. We say, echo of Islam, oppression will be gone. You say you can't see it, but just look at the dawn. Arise like a phoenix, the zenith has calmed. Echo of Islam, the movement has been spawned. Takbir.
Allah! Allah!
Thank you. It's really, again, my pleasure to be here. And I wanted to just emphasize the importance of you know, alhamdulillah, again, what Sheikh Osama was saying there, that the preparation, and because a lot of times, some of us, we have doubt about, and unfortunately, my father's Iranian, so I see a lot of Iranians that I grew up with, and a lot of them, unfortunately, they've got hoodwinked over time, or they feel like, you know, the Iranian revolution is no longer in fad, so to speak. Why doesn't Iran modernize and become friends with the world? And it was so interesting. Brother Haj Ali Jafri showed me this article recently. I want to mention this, from this ex-secretary of Treasury. And subhanAllah, this article he wrote was amazing. And it was about how the CIA is funding, sending a lot of money in to oppose the Russian elections, to mess with the Russian elections right now. And essentially, they're doing the same thing in Iran. But the point of the article was that he made a really cool, very interesting statement. He said that the willingness of people in foreign countries to sell out for money is so common nowadays. People, instead of being loyal citizens to their country, I'm in Russia, I'm in Iran, I'm in here, I'm there, people are so willing to sell out for money. And say, oh, we're tired of Putin, we're tired of this, we're tired of that. My point is this again. Consistency in our behavior here. Consistency in our message. Consistency with staying with what was started in 1979, the Islamic Revolution. And all you have to do, this is a great point that, again, Brother Haj Ali Jafri mentioned to me, actually, when we were a while ago, is if you just look at the consistency of the leader, of Imam Khamenei. Look at the consistency from the leadership of Iran for the past 30 years, and you will see, you won't see deviation. You won't see they said one thing and they're doing another. They're consistent. And subhanAllah, look what's happening right now. These Occupy movements, all these movements to say we're tired of corruption. We're tired of corruption that's happening here. We're tired of foreign wars. Why are we trying to change the governments in Russia? Why are we trying to change the governments in Iran? Why don't we have a change here in the United States? You can find American politicians who are saying things that, I'm not saying that we should support them. What I'm saying is that they're going towards the truth. Why? They're fed up of the corruption here. And our stance, which has been consistent, subhanAllah, consistent stance is not awkward anymore. Yeah, we're Muslims and we're brown people, we're minorities, and people are like, well, what are these people? But subhanAllah, now you see middle class America waking up. And that, subhanAllah, that's really good. It's taken 30 years, but alhamdulillah. We're on the rise, rise, rise to a whole new state. Open your eyes until your soul is awake. Praising Allah because the feeling is great. We're all Allah's agents. On this earth we penetrate. With love and devotion to Quran and Ahl Bayt, because the Holy Prophet said the two will never separate. We're keeping our patience because that's a beautiful state. Even if it's usual for the world to say we spread hate, we act on principles. So let the truth resonate from the north to the south to the tectonic plates a movement going on, so get ready and take your place. Sharpen your skills, it's not a moment to waste, not a moment to wait. From Dearborn, Houston to Kuwait, we're carrying this weight. Therefore we must demonstrate the best manners, the best standards, the religion of truth is innate. But if you don't plan for the future, I call that a blind date. Cause you'll likely be a loser with a mind ache. We're not puppets on strings or supermen with capes. Allah gave us free will, but there's also some fate. So hold strong to Thakur Lane and keep up your faith. You've got so many talents, plus a clever intelligence. When it comes to Islam, we must erase the negligence. For everything in life, Islam has relevance. From school to work, natural system of order. You can even see a herd of elephants. I'm aware Allah is there, even in my melanin, under the skin where we see a skeleton. So the mercy of Allah, we're embellishing over on every atom with good behavior and actions. For Allah's satisfaction, it's a natural reaction. We're uniting every sect and every faction. The Holy Prophet Sunnah is what we're practicing. Whether the weather outside is cold or hot, forget the talk, we're all about walk. We want freedom for the world, starting in Iraq. We want to stop, we won't stop until we liberate the Dome of the Rock. Without a shot, we instigate peace. That's our plot. Check the clock. You can hear the tick-tock. That means we're moving quick, Doc. So don't pretend. We even put a little bit of this into the shock. From city to block, we're reaching every committee on every single spot with allegiance to Allah and Deen al-Haq. Takbir.
Allah Akbar. Allah.
Now, this piece I want to do is about our imam, and it's very self-explanatory, so I'm not going to preface it. I'm not trying to be superstitious or over-religious, but his arrival would surely fulfill all my wishes, all my convictions, all my intentions, all my kisses at the gates of Jam Karon. But why is it though I feel as though I stand alone? We await his command, yet every day postponed. We await his command, yet every day postponed. His appearance date unknown. Mental minds bemoan the eventual time he roams. Will torment the spine and bones for crimes they own. But why can't a simple sign be shown? Why can't a simple sign be shown? His shrine is our home. Moon shines on the dome. Truth finds true tone with this dua. Allahumma kun la waliyaka al-Hajjat ibn al-Hassan. Imagine a moment so grand. Justice in every land. Yet the desperate devil is still whispering. Why believe in that, you silly human? Occultation is nothing but a hallucination. But forget old Shaitan. I'm gonna prove who's patient. Yes, me. The worst one, often in the worst way. I'm improving my actions. I'll never miss another Thursday night. I look forward to recite Dua Kumail. My skin turns blue pale. I realize I'm the wrecked one who needs to invest some time to maintain my soul on the straight trail. Now I see the signs real clear in everyday detail. From the snail to the hail to the female wearing the veil. It's like my soul is breaking out of jail. And Shaitan still whispering, you surely gonna fail. Will I crush my egos and send my sins to hell? I'm doing well and I know I will prevail. Like Prophet Yunus leaving the belly of the well, the truest in praising Allah to my heart's avail. Now I see the signs real clear in everyday detail, even in my email. The story of occultation is story no tall tale. People asking us, how can you believe in something you can't see? People are asking me, how can you believe in something you can't see? I said, hold your breath. Now tell me if you believe in something you can't see. Oxygen, they say, comes from the trees. Now tell me if you believe in something you can't see. Show me the number infinity. Show me this devil you say that whispers to humanity. Tell me, do you believe in something you can't see? You believe in an evil entity that pushes you to sin, but you doubt about the righteous imam hidden. Who's the holy prophet's kin? Who are you kidding? I guess ignoring authentic hadith gives you hope. Nope, that's simply pathetic and weak. I said it, now seek prophecy wrapped in mystique. From the sky you will hear a loud shriek, then every girl and guy will hear him speak. If you kill and lie, this will be your defeat. But don't ask why, is he not here now to make time sweet? The moment that you die is when all the signs are complete. So prepare every day like it's the day before you and the imam meet. Salawat. SubhanAllah, this last piece I'm going to do. On February the 4th, was a national BDS Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Conference that was held in Philadelphia. Also, They were calling February the 4th a day of national unity and saying no war against Iran. Alhamdulillah, the groups who started this, believe it or not, were that middle class white America who was calling February 4th the day to say no war with Iran. I don't have to sit up here and preface it why it's all a joke. We know the Zionist media, who's trying to control the world and keep people oppressed, is pushing for a war on Iran. They're the only ones to have anything to gain. I wrote this piece for that, for the February 4th date, out of respect for this group of people who have really no relation to Iran, other than, hey, what their stance is again. We're tired of corruption, and we're tired of these foreign wars. SubhanAllah. So I'm going to end with this piece. Revolution won't be televised, so rebel bringing truth alive. I'm here on cue, sound set, mic check. Everyone has strength, has beauty, has depth, but change requires you first to make a step. No holding back, face your fear, inhale a breath. You're trying to see light, you can't sleep till sunset. Crawling through a dark jungle, dodging these threats. Get out your comfort bubble before you meet death. I've been through the hustle, shed blood, tears, sweat. Life is a struggle, and I'm a seasoned vet. Straightforward, honestly, doing my very best. Believer in myself, no sorrow or regrets. Answering the call of my people, the voice of the minaret. Taking a stand against evil, Pakistan, Palestine to Tibet. Remember the words of my sis, she gave me a hug, told me this. Only a soul filled with love of Allah knows how to raise a fist. Please raise your fist really quickly. Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Please put your fist down. We put words into action and make things happen, not just poetry and rapping at the rally in the streets. DC to Cali, we march to heartbeats, communicate with the world directly from the part. A pulse you can feel, blood flow in my art. Public enemy, good Samaritan, life is very hard. Fight the power as an American, it's time to take charge. Not asleep like lazy sheep looking for grass in the yard. We're all here on earth with a unique purpose, so we must play our part. Some of us feel nervous, but we're not worthless, we're smart. I do my public service with the verses I spark. Shining light, a shooting star, I do it right in front of y'all. We unite, never fall. Seattle, Houston to Senegal, international friends with all colors and origin. Brothers and sisters enlisted, we agree on the vision. Improve our condition, walking straight, Sirat al-Mustaqim, no contradiction. Fist in the air, please. Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Put your fist down. One God, one people, we equal with one love. If you don't believe that, tell me the color of your blood. One God, one people, we equal with one love. If you don't believe that, tell me the color of your blood. Your perception of the world, missing the blessings of life. Every boy and girl, woman and man filled with light. But you have to look inside to make the flame ignite. Set up your aim and make a change tonight. Everyone wants happiness, but no one wants to cry. Everyone wants paradise, but no one wants to die. Here's a little advice I want to give to you. Everyone was born to fly, so just be you. Hold your head high, not arrogant but true. You can reach the sky, this is all you gotta do. Break free of the social barriers, labels, misery. Take a look inwardly, yesterday is history. Tomorrow we don't know, but today is a gift. Let's use this present moment and grow. The future will change it. Fist up, please. Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Salawat to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. I would like to thank everybody again, and again, just reiterate, as Sheikh Osama said, and again, as our leadership here always reminds us, the consistency of our stance that Imam Khomeini started in 1979. There's a consistency there. And as Sheikh Osama was saying, from what Sayyid Nasrallah said, if you see how many ulama are saying these distorted views, and then the consistency of Ayatollah Khamenei, it's very clear. Just compare that with what's going on in the world, and we see the truth is always consistent and always stands clear. Thank you again. Salawat to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.